I want to look tonight at a thought in Hebrews 11, and I'm calling the thought the faith advantage. The faith advantage. How many of y'all believe that we have an advantage as believers in this walk of life? Years ago, I heard a preacher say, he said, if there were no heaven and if there were no hell, I was lost at the time when I heard the preacher say this. He said, if there were no heaven and there were no hell, he said, I'd still rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Some of that, I believe, will come out in the message tonight. But think about the advantage that we have as believers. The Bible said in Hebrews 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Pray with me. Father, I sure am thankful tonight to be able to stand behind this Bible and know, our Father, that every word of God is pure. Every word of God, Lord, is true. Every word of God, Lord, is preserved eternally. And Lord, one day after a while, we'll be in a place called heaven because, Lord, your promises, all the promises of God in him are yea. I pray, Father, tonight that you'd stir our hearts as we think about just for a moment the advantage that we, the people of faith, have in this generation that we live in. And God will give you glory for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. I only have 20 things on my heart tonight, so we better get started, hadn't we? Amen. I just want to run through here and give you some things that I pray will be a blessing to you. Number one tonight, the advantage of faith is we have hope. The Word of God said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I want you to think about what it would be like to be in the world that we live in today, the current events that are going on today, and have no hope. Everybody in this world that's without Christ has no hope. They have no hope. They have no hope at the end of the way. They have no purpose in this life. But you and I that are saved, we have hope. And you know, I think sometimes we take for granted these truths. The Bible said, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. I believe that the children need to go on the youth retreat and have a good time and hear the word of God, trust God to save somebody on the youth retreat. But I believe they need to go back to school unashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus, unashamed to be identified as a Christian, unashamed because they have hope in their heart. The second thing I picked up on in the chapter is that we have a changed life. You see, the Bible said here, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As long as I've been reading this text, I've never thought about something that God showed me as I read it this day and thought about it. When you think about evidence, I've always thought that if you really have genuine Bible faith, saving faith, born-again faith, you've been made a new creature in Christ Jesus. I've always thought about the evidence cult that's evident to others. In other words, others will look at your life, the external evidence. There was a little song years ago, the things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. There's been a great change since I've been born again. The things I used to say, I don't say them anymore. There's been a great change since I've been born again. Amen. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. But I got to thinking about this a while ago. I want to thank my God that I don't only have evidence on the outside, but I've got some evidence of this faith on the inside. I've got a love in my heart for sinners. I've got a love in my heart for God. I've got a love in my heart for the saints of God. I've got a peace in my heart that no amount of money can buy. I've got joy unspeakable and full of glory. In other words, I always thought about the evidence is that it's external that everybody, but I tell you what, if you're saved tonight, you can look on the inside and see some evidence in your life that something happened, amen. I remember a day when I was guilty, when I was ashamed. I remember a day when I was dirty. But thank God I also remember the day he washed me in his precious blood and made a difference in my life. We have a changed life. The Bible said the evidence of things not seen. Now watch this. If the third thing I want to show you is, or that God spoke to my heart about in the chapter, the faith advantage. We're the only ones that can obtain a good report in the end. Listen, beloved, tonight, no one else in the world except people of faith can hear the God of heaven say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But there's people that's living their life. They think they give money to this charity, give money to that charity. They don't run after nobody else's wife. They don't drink booze. They don't do drugs. There's all kinds of people that think they're going to stand before God one day after a while and get a good report. But only faith is, that's the only way that we can have a good report at the end of the way, is to be a child of God that believes God and a child of faith. And then I'll give you this tonight. This is a blessing to me. The faith advantage. Number four, we understand things that others do not. The Bible said through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God taught me something right here. I'm telling you, in my mind, you got this theory of evolution out there. You know, it's a bunch of garbage. It takes more faith to believe a lie and be damned than it does to believe the Word of God. I heard somebody say one time, they said, well, if there was a big bang, then there had to be a big banger. But when I looked at this scripture right here, I'm not even going there. Say amen. The Bible said the things which were made of things which do not appear. In other words, God spoke it into existence. He didn't take two hunks of anything and bang them together and make the heavens and the earth. He spoke it into existence, just like the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Never had tied that together before. Why is he talking about the Word, then talking about the creation? I'll tell you why. God just spoke it, hung it on nothing. Say amen. And thank God, there it is. What a blessing it is to be saved and to be people of faith. We understand things that others do not. We understand that we have a creator. You know, I listen to me tonight. I guess sometimes maybe where I stand leaks out. But I'm going to tell you something right now. We've got a bunch of people in America right now crying. I mean crying the blues over a bunch of people that crossed the border illegally. You listen to me tonight. And because they crossed illegally, they're separated from their parents. Now listen, I have compassion in my heart, but you know what's going to happen tonight? You know what's going to happen if I go out here and break the law tonight? I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be separated from my grandchildren. I'm going to be separated from my children. I'm going to be separated from my church. I'm going to be separated from my wife. I'm telling you, beloved, you say, preacher, what are you getting at? We understand things that others do not understand. You say, preacher, I don't understand where you're going. Well, listen just a minute. Oh, they're crying because them babies is in a big room, and they got toys, and they got televisions, and they got everything under the sun. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. When's somebody going to cry over the little unborn babies? Oh, yes, amen, we understand that life begins at conception. Beloved, listen, and that is a baby, and it'll leak out of their mouth sometimes, amen. Where's the compassion for the babies? I'll tell you something right now. There's a bunch of people in our land straining at a gnat, and they're swallowing a camel. I believe with all of my heart we are the people of God. And listen, the faith advantage, we understand things that other people don't understand. Amen. That's a blessing to understand that we have a creator. You think about this tonight. Glory to God, I get to walk with the one
that created the heavens and the earth and named the stars, Brother Rose, named every one of them, knows every time one of them. I get to walk with the one that knows how many hairs are in my head. I get to talk with the one that knows all about me and still loves me. What a blessing that is tonight to think about. We understand things that others do not. And then the faith advantage number five, we know the sacrifice that's acceptable to God. Aren't you glad tonight nobody come in here with a box with a little wooden god in it? Aren't you glad tonight that, listen to me, there's nobody under the sound of my voice tonight that believes church membership's going to get them to heaven? Aren't you glad tonight there's nobody under the sound of my voice that thinks getting dipped in a water hole or getting water sprinkled on them is going to get them to heaven? Aren't you glad, thank God, tonight that there's nobody under the sound of my voice that thinks we can put some money in a little brass plate and that'll get us to heaven? You know what'll get us to heaven? We understand the sacrifice. You say, preacher, where is it? Look right here. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Honey, it was the blood then. It's the blood today. It was the blood of a lamb then, and it's the blood of God's lamb today, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the sacrifice, the only sacrifice that's acceptable to God. That's a blessing tonight. The world doesn't understand that. Thank God, people of faith, we know the sacrifice that's acceptable to God. Then the people of faith, number six, look at verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated. The people of faith, the advantage is we're looking forward to our own translation. He said, preacher, what do you mean? How many believes we're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, caught up together with the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The Bible said Enoch was, and he was not. Years ago, I heard Brother Mace Jackson say, he said, the Americans have astronauts, and he said, the Russians have cosmonauts. He said, but long before the astronauts and the cosmonauts, God had a was not. Amen. And God took Enoch, amen, right through the earth's atmosphere, right through the second heaven, and right into the third heaven, amen, where God himself is. I believe that. I believe Enoch in the Old Testament is a picture of the church. And I believe that Noah is a picture of the Jew. Enoch was delivered from the judgment, and Noah was delivered through the judgment. Amen. I thank God tonight for Enoch, and that we look forward to our own translation. What was it, Brother Gary, you said the other day? You said something. Oh, I know what it was. Brother Gary said, if I was making a body or something like that, or if I was God and I was making the body, he said, I'd put a little bit more meat right there. Amen. And I looked at Brother Gary and I said, well, Brother Gary, if I was making the body, I would have put some grease fittings in strategic places. Amen. But God made us, and guess what? We're not made to last forever. Honey, we're down here for a little while. The Bible said life is but a vapor. And we're here for a little while, then it vanishes away. But thank God we're headed home. We're looking forward to our translation. Then number seven, the faith advantage. We know what it takes to please God. Look what the Bible said here in verse number six. But without faith. Well, look in verse number five again. It said before his translation, he had this testimony. This is something I'm going to talk to the boys about. It's about their testimony. They need to learn to share their testimony. Every one of them has a unique testimony. Even though they were all four saved in a two-week time frame, it happened in a different way, amen, and a different time. And I'm glad it did. I'm glad there wasn't just one following another one doing something because somebody else did, amen. I'm just thank God that I have a testimony tonight. It takes a long time if I go into detail and share my testimony, but I thank God my testimony ended up at Calvary, and because it ended up at Calvary, it'll end up in glory one day after a while. That's the testimony of the children of God. He had this testimony that he pleased God. Is that your testimony tonight? If it is, it's because of the faith advantage. And then the Bible said we know what it takes to please God, because in verse 6, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, beloved friend, tonight I appreciate the Lord. It pleases God when we believe him and walk with him in faith. And then number 8, the faith advantage. The Bible said in verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. You say, preacher, what's number 8? We've made preparation. Because of the faith advantage, we've made preparation for the impending judgment that's coming on this world. How many believes this world's going to be judged? I'll never shall forget when the Jehovah's Witnesses showed up one day, Miss Eve, over on 714, up on the porch. There was an adult, and there was looked like a 10, 11, 12-year-old boy with the adult. And they were telling me, you know, how that God's going to, the righteous are going to, you know, they're going to inherit the earth. And I said, well, which one? They said, what are you talking about, which one? I said, this one's going to burn. Where do you find that in the Bible? The Bible said the elements are going to melt with fervent heat. The Word of God said there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That's all I got read out of the Word of God. They closed their Bible and said, we'll see you later. Amen. I tell you something right now, that little boy was about to learn something, but they didn't want him to learn. Say amen. We need our nose in the Word of God, and we need to understand, listen, that judgment's coming upon this world, and it would do us well to understand that everything we look at, everything we have is going to burn up one day after a while. It's going to get so hot, it'll melt the bricks off of the side of this church, honey. I'll tell you something right now, I never, 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 never thought that jet fuel could do what it did when it went into the Twin Towers. How many's with me right there? I'm talking about a solid steel structure that reached way up there in the sky. And I'm familiar enough with a torch to know that you can get a torch hot enough and concentrate it in one place, and you can burn metal that thick. I've done it before. It takes the right tip and the right pressure with the oxygen and the right amount of acetylene, and you can do it and do a good job at it. But never in my life did I imagine that you could melt down a structure like that with jet fuel. Honey, I'll tell you, there's something more powerful than jet fuel going to fall one of these days. That's the fire of God that's coming on the earth. The world will look at you like they looked at Noah when he said it's going to rain, but it's still going to come. The people of faith have made preparation for the impending judgment. And then the people of faith, number 9, we want to obey the Lord. How many's with me on that? The Bible said by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance. What's the next word? How many of you all, ever since you've been born again, have had a desire down deep in your heart to mind God and do what God? How many have known, like me, the disappointment when you didn't mind God, when you disobeyed God? Aren't you glad, thank God, for the checks and balances, the precious Holy Ghost that he put in us to let us know, amen, when we miss the mark, and let us know we can be forgiven? But aren't you glad for the desire to obey God and to mind God? I had somebody the other day, I think it was the fellow that was working over there, Brother Brian and Sister Kim's, he said something about hard to please all them people. And I looked at him and I said, sir, I give up on that a long time ago. Amen. How many have been around long enough to know that we're not supposed to please people? We're supposed to live our life to please the Lord. And I tell you what, I'm glad for everybody that likes it, and I'm sad for everybody that don't like it, but I cannot get caught in the trap of trying to please everybody. That's a trap, amen. God wants us to live and breathe and move to please him, not others, amen. We want to obey the Lord. The Bible said by faith he sojourned in a land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. You know, Abraham, those tents They were something that could be easily moved. You know what I believe we ought to do? I believe we shouldn't drive our stakes too deep down here. I believe we ought to live in a position where we could be easily moved. Amen. Because God's coming. And moving day for the children of God is right around the corner. Well, that's 9 now to 20. I'm going to quit right there. Because this next one's going to take a while. Amen. And maybe you'll come back to the air-conditioned sanctuary next Wednesday night. And I started when Brother Steve said that just to pick something up and go like that. Well, I saw that everywhere under the tent. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing it is to be a part of the family of God. Everybody that's in the family got in the same way. We all came to Jesus. We all understood that we were the sinner and He was the Savior. We all got tired of our sin, didn't we? That's what repentance is about. Amen. Just got tired of it and turned away from sin and turned to Jesus. What a blessing it is to be a child of God.